I'm at the Byron Bay Writers Festival, and we're talking with Louise Summer about her book, The Hidden Camino. Good afternoon, Louise, and thank you for being part of Arts Canvas.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Now, yours isn't an ordinary sort of pilgrim's tale about travelling on the Compostela, is it? You actually found a completely different angle to your journey.
Yes, very much so. Actually, I had no passion to walk the trail to begin with, but then I started having all these dreams that really made me question many things in history, and eventually this is what led me to walk the Camino. And then as I walk the Camino, I have to say I have this great passion for art and art history, so I visit every church, and this is how I started discovering this great hidden secret along the Camino. And eventually I realized that the original purpose of the Camino is from Celtic times, and all these women in the church and the legend connected to this original purpose. That was what I had been dreaming about.
So the first time you saw sort of something that sort of sparked your interest and sort of made you think, hang on, there's something else happening here. What was it? What sort of imagery was it?
The imagery was, for example, usually when you see like Mary Magdalene, she's a repentant sinner. Here she was hugely powerful, mystical, like a teacher. And the same was that there were so many women, and there's not that many women in Catholic churches. They were just everywhere, and they were shown as or depicted as scholars, writers, teachers, leaders, authority. And I was like, who are they?
Were they in religious orders, these women, or did they look like they were actually just women from the general community?
First of all, I thought they were from the church, but there was no names, no nothing, and I didn't know them. So I did start questioning at what time. Could they be people from these areas? Could they be depicting actual teachers or great women who had been there? And I don't know.
So the connection that you found between the Compostela Trail was actually much older than the sort of medieval one. You think it goes a lot further back, don't you?
Yes. I was very surprised because, like everybody else, I've been taught is the way of St. James, one of the most beloved disciples of Jesus. But as I walked to the end, Finisterre, actually, there's so many megalithic stones, many things from the Celtic. And as I started discovering the history, I discovered that the Camino had been a trail or a walk of initiation, very, very sacred to the Celtic people. So it has existed for thousands of years before Christianity.
Now, you have a degree in psychology as well, too. So you've really well researched this, haven't you, and put together what you think is a good case for the Hidden Camino. You're actually here, too, because you're self-published and you're in the self-publishing tent. So did you approach publishers with this manuscript, or did you find that it was easier than just to self-publish and get the story out there?
Yes, I did heaps of research, and actually I was not interested at all in independent publishing to begin with. But I realised that it could be a year-long process to get through to have your book published. And because my book is rather controversial in many areas, it's more difficult to get through. And so I thought, this, what I have to say in this book is so important. I really think it's so important, and it's such a different contribution to the discussion of men and women and equality, amongst many other things. And I thought, I'm not going to wait, so I'm going to pay a professional editor to do all the work that a publishing house editor would do, and I paid other people to do what otherwise a publishing house would do, and to get it out there. And then I thought, when it's out there, then I have to times the years and years to approach publishing houses and hope maybe with time things will change and it'd be easier for controversial books to get through.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with it. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you so much.